That brings us to subset D. That's consideration to approve contract for the wastewater treatment plant. And Mr. Bush, we invite you up, please.
Evening, Mayor, members of the council. I sat here before you almost a year to the date, actually December 17th of 2018, and asked you to approve our CMAR, which was PKG. It was the team comprised of PKG consultants and Skull Construction. In the last year, we have developed and devised and put out 100% drawings of our new water recovery facility. We have had several bid openings that has been conducted by Skull and PKG in order to get us where we're at today. And that is last week they delivered us with their guaranteed maximum price for the project. That was the delivery method that we decided to do, going with the construction manager at risk. And basically what that does is that locks us in that the project cannot come in over that amount. If it does, then they're on the hook to eat it. That doesn't mean that it will necessarily come in at that amount either. There still is a potential that we could save some money. Also, included in their guaranteed maximum price is a 3% contingency, which is several hundred thousand of dollars on this size of a project. But, for example, if we have an allowance for countertops that's $2,000 and we end up putting in, it only costs us $1,500 to put the countertops in, that $500 difference is the city's. It's not the construction manager at risk does not get that money. His fees are already included in the guaranteed maximum price, so that becomes the city's money where we would either get it back or we would use it for some kind of an alternate in the project. With that being said, back in 2017, just to recap, the city was approved for a $16,247,000 clean water state revolving loan fund. That was through the Board of Water and Natural Resources. This was a 9.9% loan, and it included $1.6 million in principal forgiveness, which was free money, and the $400,000 in grants, so a total of $2 million. In 2018, the City Council did authorize, when we replaced the sewer interceptor line, we did spend $1,614,133.84 on the interceptor line, leaving a loan balance basically of $14,632,866.16. The guaranteed maximum price that we did receive from PKG was $14,900,000. So with the amount of our loan that we have left and with the money in our reserves, our savings, which is largely due in part to the surcharge that we've been charging the last year and a half, Daniel and I kind of met and went through it, and we feel that this is within reason and within our ability to repay that loan. I don't know if Daniel, did you want to go any more into the financial payback of it?
Sure. Thank you very much. A couple things to remember: the total cost of this project will exceed that $14.9 million. There's a few additional costs that are going to go above and beyond that. There's also the contractor will be operating it for a year after the completion. I think that was $150,000.
That's in the price, though.
The 14.9. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. And then there's also the engineering fees that go on top
of
that.
That's not.
Yeah. So when you include all of that, it does exceed that 14.9. But just so everyone understands, when we talked about establishing the surcharge, it was collecting into the fund balance. And so when you look at it right now, our fund balance, I think, was at about $2.4 million. That's to cover the cost that exceeds what our existing loan balance of $14.6 million is. That's to cover that, as well as the increased operating costs that we're going to have once it does come online. So once it comes online, we will be having to pay the debt on that $14 million loan, plus we'll also have additional wastewater employees that we're going to be hiring, as well as additional utility bills for it, as well as saving for replacement parts. We do feel comfortable, given what the projected increase in labor costs are going to be, which our engineers have estimated, I think it was 3 operators and 1 mechanic. Mm-hmm. That's right. Given the increased kind of cost for labor for there, as well as the increased cost of energy, that if we grow at about 35 units, which means new customers, not individual people, but households or businesses, if we grow at about 35 new units each and every year on average, that we should be able to pay for our current operations as well as this new facility without amending that surcharge. But there will be a large reduction in what our cash balance is going to be once construction starts occurring on here. So probably in 12 or 18 months, our cash balance in wastewater won't be as high as it is because that's paying for this.
Any questions for Rick or Daniel from council?
Yeah, this is for Daniel. Do we have an estimate of what the additional costs are going to be? Because I have a difference between the 14.9 and 14.6 of $267,000.
Yeah, that's directly for the cost of the construction.
Construction, right.
There are the extra engineering costs and other things that go beyond that. We do have that total cost, and I believe it was 2.0. Sorry, Becca, I didn't print it. I think it was 2.1 million is the total additional cost. I can tell you that once I get back to the office, and I'll tell you the actual number instead of what's coming off the top of my head.
And that was based off of their estimate on what the future operations would cost. Yeah. We don't truly know that until we start to operate it. And that's saving so much a year for replacement of the filters and the membranes, and we truly don't know. We guesstimated, I guess, on a 10-year life cycle, and we don't know what that life cycle is on them.
And on that, the actual cost of the equipment, future equipment, like Rick was saying, on the lifespan of the membranes and motors and things like that, that was truly done by our engineers. Looking at other facilities kind of throughout the U.S. that have been doing this, it is good to know that they actually have been running longer than what we anticipated, but we still had saving. It was, I think, $200,000 or more a year, and actually just saving for replacement parts and fixtures for year 5 and year 10 and 15, that sort of thing.
Well, and can you just remind me, we're the first city to actually use the CMAR process, right? I mean, of the first. Sioux Falls is doing it, but
we were the first one to start it, and we're the first ones to go through the DNR on the clean water side of it. There's been other since then, and since we started, there's been other CMAR projects that municipalities have done on a different scale. And for example, they may have been an administrative building that they built or a parking garage, but nothing going through the DNR and using the clean water recovery funds were the first.
For example, Rapid City and their civic center, mm-hmm. I guess. That is a CMAR project, but that was started after we started this. But there were other government entities that had started it. Our school district was one that did it for the most recent middle school.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion?
Let me read the motion because it's got to be fairly
specific.
Got to
be exact for DENR.
The staff is recommending that the council accept the PKG Skull Construction guaranteed maximum price for construction of the Sturgis Wastewater or Sturgis Water Resource Recovery Facility in the amount of $14,900,000 acceptable and authorize the city manager to sign all contracts and documents necessary to complete the construction of this project, contingent on the South Dakota Department of Environmental and Natural Resources concurrence.
Then we got that written down to repeat it. Ron's got it.
I'll make a motion that the council accept the PKG Skull Constructors guaranteed maximum price for construction of the Sturgis Water Resource Recovery Facility in the amount of 14 million 900
$1,000
as acceptable and authorize the city manager to sign all contracts and documents necessary to complete the construction of this project contingent of South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resource concurrence.
Second.
And a first by Ron and a second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Item 12 is other matters that come before the council. Anything today that needs to be discussed that wasn't on the agenda? Public or council? I do know we need to go back to executive session. I do believe there's no action anticipated. So is there a motion to go back to exec? First by Rhea. Second by Steve. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We're back into exec. 7:31, Faye.